Amen. I must say that I forgot. Amen. Charge it to my head, not to the heart. Amen. But you're all welcome to the third Sunday fellowship. If you don't feel welcome by now, I don't know what to tell you. Amen. But you should have felt welcome when you walked into the house of the Lord. Amen. Because we're always welcomed in the house of the Lord. Amen. And so at this time, we're preparing for the word. Amen. We're preparing to hear from heaven. Amen. Amen. Now, we are not, the man of God is standing here. He is the vessel that God is speaking through. And so as we sit in our seats, we should be prayerful for the man of God as he stands here. And we should have all came in, have already prayed for the man of God, and we should have already been praying, Lord, send me a word. So no matter who stands here, we prayed and we asked God for a word. He's going to give us just what we ask for. And so I'm going to ask that everyone please stand all over the building. Amen. As we receive the man of the hour, amen, Pastor Edwards of the Church of the Living God, amen, as he comes. Amen. You.
Just give me a minute. I have to get this out. Lord, I need you. Anybody here need the Lord?
Help me, Lord.
Lord, I worship you. I praise you. I lift your name up high. Got the brakes on me, y'all. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to praise him anyway. I'm going to praise him anyway. I told the Lord that I would use every gift that he gave me to give him glory. And that I would not, I ain't scared. I know that's the kind of language, that's the neighborhood language. I ain't scared. I came to lift up the name of Jesus. I came to preach. Hallelujah. 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 Come into this place, Lord. Come into this house. Come into this place, Lord. Lord, we need you now. Come into this place. Hallelujah. Y'all listening? Sweet Holy Spirit, come into this place and lead us on. Lord, come in this house. Come in this house, Lord. Come on, Holy Spirit. Fill this place, Lord. Fill it with your spirit. Hallelujah. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. Come, Holy Spirit, and Lord, have your way. Chris, you know what? Lord, I need you. I don't know about the rest of you, but I need the Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, and dwell in this place. Give God a praise in here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we love you and we thank you. We've come to preach, God. We've come to praise you. We've come to lift you up. And we need you to fill this house with your spirit. Fill it with your word, God. Fill it with mercy and grace. Hallelujah. We've come to lift up the name of Jesus with every instrument that we have. So I lift my hands and tell God, thank you for another day's journey. Thank you for waking me up this morning, allowing me to start a new day, a day that was not promised to me. But running in my feet, I'm able to give God praise. I'm able to open my mouth and tell God thank you. If you've ever been in a hospital where people can't talk, everybody in here ought to tell God thank you. Huh? You ought to lift up your voice and tell the Lord, thank you. Tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb of God. I've learned down through the years not to rush. Not to rush. Not to get in a hurry. But to wait on the unctioning of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I've learned down through the years that if I wait, the Lord will give me what I need. He'll give you what you need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I was reading out of the 12th chapter of the book of Acts. 12th chapter of the book of Acts, verse 5. If you have your Bibles or your tablets or whatever instruments you have, if you will stand for the reading of this word. That's probably different from the word that was read earlier. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 12, verse 5. When you find it, say, I have it. If you don't have it, say, give me another minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you find it, say, hallelujah. Let me see how many it's got. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, young man. I appreciate that. Here's reading the text. This is what jumped out at me a few days ago. I was praying for the Lord to do something for somebody else. It had nothing to do with me. It had to do with somebody calling me and said, Pastor Edwards, would you pray for this? And it was a difficult assignment. Because of the severity of the situation. I don't know whether you've ever had your backs against the wall where all you could do is holler, ye ouch. But they were desperate and in need of prayer. And after I had prayed for them, and after I had sought the Lord's will in the situation, I sat down and listened to what the Spirit of God would say to me afterwards. So he took me to the 12th chapter, the book of Acts, in the 5th verse. Hallelujah. And this is what it says. Listen carefully. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing are from the church unto God for him. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'd like to use as a thought tonight the power of a praying church. Hallelujah. The power of a praying church. From a young boy going to Rising Star Missionary Baptist Church in a little town called Hope, we would walk to church because we didn't have a car at that time. And before we got to the church, you could hear the deacons praying. Let me say that again. They would open up all of the doors and they would bow. They didn't have a praise team. They had a deacon board and every one of them could pray. And all of them could sing. And they were a noisy group full of fire. And when you walked in the church, Reverend Riley, Pastor Riley, Deacon Piggy, Deacon Smith, Deacon Edwards, all of them, some more deacons I can't remember, were on their knees around their altar. And they were praying. And I would go somewhere and sit down. Because at that time, I did not understand what was going on. But it wasn't long after that I realized that God was calling me to a different path, and I was 12 years old. And every time that Mama went to church, she didn't make the rest of them go, but she would make me go. And she was 5'10", and I would walk behind her trying to keep up. The same thing, every time we got there, they were... Deacons were praying. Same deacons, same position. One would say, I love the Lord, he heard my cry, pitied every groan. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Long as I live and trouble rise, I'll hasten to his throne. And then Deacon Piggy on the other end would say, must Jesus bear the cross alone? And all the world go free. And then the other one would say, no, 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 no. There's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. Hallelujah, I'm about to get happy. Ain't he good? Y'all don't feel that? Y'all in the same building, and you don't somehow to tell the Lord, thank you. Woo! Woo! Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. They would pray. And Reverend Riley wouldn't even go to the pulpit until they were done. They would, very strong deacon boy. And no music. Just faith. Honoring God. Can I share this with you before we go any further? We worship God based on what he's worth to us. If you don't value him on a high level, then your worship is not where it should be. Our trials and our tribulations, out of them, Pastor Zach, come our testimony and our praise. But our worship is something that the Lord gets, I believe that if he ever gets excited, it's when the church starts praying and start praising him and worshiping him and giving him glory. Hallelujah. So I looked at the text and I said, Herod had killed James. And then went right on after he killed James and took Peter into custody. He was going to bring him out later during the Passover, after the Passover. But God had other plans. And after the word got, I did a little research on this. After the word got to the church, they didn't kick back. They bowed down. They got up, and then they got down on their knees. And the Bible said that he was put in prison between four quadrants of soldiers, 16 each, chained to two of them. You're a military man. Herod had his best soldiers to watch him. But God can bless you in plain sight of the enemy. He can monitor your steps, record your words, and try and harm you, but God will put a roadblock up. So Peter, let me make it clear now. Let's see. He was not at the Hilton. Y'all talk back to me now if you can. Hallelujah. We're in church. We're in a house where praise just run all over this place. He was not at one of the luxury resorts. He did not, Pastor Zach, he did not make reservations to go there. They were made for it. But God, the power of this almighty God. Let me make this clear. He has all power. And no weapon formed against you will prosper. They can plot and do all sorts of things, but God has a way of blocking them. You'll set a standard. But they had Bishop, they had a resource. Can I say it again, Pastor? They had a resource, Pastor Cedar. It was called prayer. Look at your neighbor and say, you have a resource. Not had, but you have. Present tense. So much so that the Bible says that men should always pray. Right. Somebody say all the time. And not faint. Don't give up. Don't give in. Just pray. Hallelujah. Not hard. Not hard. Then he says, the prayers of a righteous man and woman availeth much. And everybody look at me. Try it. I dare you to try praying. When your back is against the wall, I dare you to bow down on your knees and pray. Pray one for another. Huh? Have you prayed for somebody other than yourself lately? Have you interceded? Every time I call Cheryl in on Wednesdays at 11 o'clock, you know, she tell me, I can't talk. I said, what you doing? She said, I'm getting ready to get on the prayer call. Huh? I'll talk to you when it's over. But right now, I got to get on the prayer call. When's the last time, y'all? We all, the whole church, the whole, every fellowship, we all be on the prayer call. Prayer releases. Y'all listen. I'm going to wait till y'all sit. Prayer releases the supernatural power of God. Huh? So it says here, he says, listen, I'm going to put him in jail. I'm going to put my best soldiers on him. But I read where one angel of God destroyed 180,000 Assyrians, and you think you're going to hold me with 16 soldiers, 32 soldiers, 40, when one angel. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I, God, not me, but God himself said, I will give you rest. Huh? He'll do it. He'll do it. Now, you cannot be successful as a believer with a weak prayer life. Can't do it. Can't do it. I cut my fingers accidentally and 9 stitches, and God sent me to the emergency room and kept me there 8 hours. And every time I got ready to complain about how long I was there, somebody would come in that was really in need. And for 8 hours off and on, I kept on praying. I kept on talking to God. There was a man hemorrhage from his mouth. I said, Lord God Almighty, help him. Babies were coughing and had fever. And I said, Lord, this place is full of babies. Help! Help! And every time I would get ready to complain, somebody would come in. Then God set me next to a man that had to get blood transfusions. And I said to his wife, I said, I don't mean any harm, but can I just lay my hands on him and pray for him? She says, you're my angel for tonight. I prayed for him. Now, I want you to listen to how God works. See, Our well-made plans aren't necessarily the plans of God. Huh? I know I'm right. Huh? So, I pray off and on. All the Lord, Spirit of the Lord said, you're wounded, not sick. Y'all miss your shout. You miss your shout. You miss your shout. You're wounded, but not sick. And all sickness is not unto death. Hallelujah. And God reminded me that I'm a healer. Mm-hmm. Little cuts on your finger, it's not as important as this man, this hemorrhage, but I set you in the midst of all of these people to humble you. Now you pray until I tell you to stop. Hallelujah. So I obeyed God. Yes, I did. You know what I did? I just prayed till my mouth got dry. And then I had the young boy to bring me some water, and I prayed some more. He said that he killed James and took Peter and locked him up. He must have forgotten that Peter had been released before. Yeah, come on now, watch this. And he probably went to his palace bedroom and went to sleep. Huh? Unaware, children of God, that the church was praying. Hey. Praying, not, watch this. Playing, but praying. When you pray, heaven is moved. When you tell God, Lord, I need you. I need you. I need you. See, now here's something I was taught by my pastor. You can ask God for what you want, but you can't tell him how to respond. You can't tell him how to respond. And then it reminded me, the Spirit of the Lord said, have you forgotten that I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore? Well, yeah. Well, you sit down and you just keep praying. Peter, what are you doing, Peter? I'm asleep. I'm not complaining that I'm chained or whatever it was to two soldiers. I have nothing to say because God has already released me once and he can do it again. Look at your neighbor. Say, if God bless you today, he can do it tomorrow and the next day. Come on and give him praise. Clap your hands and tell him, thank you. Hallelujah. What are you doing, Peter? I'm resting. Here's what the Lord put in my spirit. He was never in the hands of the soldiers. He was always, First Lady, in the hands of God. Oh, you miss your shout again. Y'all take the brakes off. Come on now. He was, Peter knew the power of God, because he was right there when he called Lazarus and said, Lazarus, come forth. He was there when the Canaanite woman came that didn't look like them and said, I need you to heal my daughter. And he said, I didn't bring the food to the heathens. I'm kind of, he said, but she said, well, the crumbs from your table. And that guy Jesus, you know what he said? It's done. She didn't give up. Peter was on the boat. Talk to me now. You know, you've read it. When the tempest came, and they were afraid, cares not that we perish. Yes, he cares. Come on, tell your neighbor, yes, he cares. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So he must care. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding both the good and the evil. David said, where can I go that you are not there? God sees everything. In fact, God said, cannot he that planted the ear and formed the eye, can he not see and can he not hear? God is everywhere all the time. So Peter, what are you doing? I wish the soldier on my right, his hand would be still because I can't sleep. Now that's not in the book. That's in my imagination. And I wish the one on the left side, Pastor Seeley, would be still because I'm going to sleep. Huh? If we can get during these turbulent times, I'm almost done. If we can get the church to pray, huh? Hallelujah. There's no power but the power of God. And whatever power we have, he gave it to us and he can take it away. He has the last word, the first word, the middle, whatever. It's all about what he wants to do. Now, can I share this? Don't you know what they're doing in the government? God knows it. If we know it, God knows it. Huh? And somebody need to take Trump to the 9th chapter of Daniel where the writing was on the wall. What is it? Daniel said, you're going to die. Your kingdom is going to be done away with. Huh? Don't worry about him. Yeah. We have the power in the house of God. Let's get together and pray. And have you bishops ever read where the enemy could take anything that God had given you? Let me try this side. Have you ever read where the enemy can take anything that God has given you? Once God gives it to you, it's yours. What you say, Bishop? It's yours. Yeah. If I could talk to Trump, I'd tell him I ain't scared. Let me tell you why. Because greater is he that's in me. Now, you may not be paying attention, but I've not left the book, not the word, than he that's in the world. Trump, you in the world. The power of God is in me. And I can. Somebody say I can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I would tell him, don't make me get on my knees. That's what my mother used to say to my father, Charlie, don't make me pray. He'd leave her alone. She would say, watch your tone. But what we've got to do is what they did in the book of Acts. All the time he was chained in an uncomfortable place. The air quality was terrible. Soldiers inside, soldiers out. At night, they change the shift every 3 hours. In the daytime, they change it every 6 hours. Huh? Hallelujah. They thought they had him. Huh? That's what I like about God. He'll make the enemy think that he got you. Hallelujah. And when I read it, God put this in my spirit, these words, turn him loose. Loose your hold. You think those little chains you got can hold my servant, Peter? Hard-headed Peter. The one that cursed. The one that denied him. Come on, talk to me now, huh? Hallelujah. But the same Peter, after Jesus gets up, he tell him, go tell my disciples to meet me in Galilee. And tell Peter too. Hallelujah. Lovest thou me, Peter? Yes, Lord. Lovest thou me, Peter? Yes, Lord. Everybody say yes, Lord. Come on. You love the Lord? Say yes. Come on. Say yeah. Help me. Woo! Woo! Now don't hurt yourself trying to do that now. Please! Don't try to do that now. Good God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is in prison, Pastor Zach. But the church is not. You miss your shout. You miss your shout. I was in the back of a church recently, and I'm close because you got the gist of it. And I thought I was going to be able to go out of the side gate, but both gates were locked in the back gate, so I had to go through their sanctuary. And when I got in the sanctuary, there was 30, 40 people on their knees praying. Then I watched a woman come in with her two children, and they went right to their place and they bowed and they prayed. You can hear a hand. Right now, put something on the altar of your heart that you need from God. Let's talk to God. Come on. Tell him, Lord, I need. Same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, for he is the light of the world. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, get up! Time to get out of here. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up.
Get up quickly. And here's what I lack. I'm going to step right here and I'm going to come right back up. And the chains fell. Now, I'm going to put this in a synoptic form. You know what he said? Put your robe on. Put your sandals on. We're getting ready to leave here. You've been here long enough. Get up. Get dressed. Come with me. Come here, Bishop. Come with me. Get up, Bishop. Come with me. You've been in that place too long. Come on, I'm going to show you where the door is. Don't get in a hurry. Come on now. Don't get in a hurry. Hallelujah. And when they got to the door, one verse said the door came open. Another said that Peter opened it. But either way, the door was open. And Peter, come on, walk through. Get up. Get up. Go to church with me. Ain't the Lord good? Ain't he good? Get up, Peter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The power of God is at work. When you pray, God moves. My father had a serious stroke. The doctors told my mother he won't live until morning. Mama looked at him and said, wait a minute. God didn't tell me that. She told me, say, you're my praying child. Go home. Pray there. And I'll stay with your daddy and pray here. And all night long, I kept praying, getting up, couldn't sleep. And early that morning, Mama called me. And she said, come here, boy. Come on down here to the hospital. When I got there, my father was sitting up in the bed. He looked at me. He said, boy, what you doing up so early in the morning? I said, how you feel, Daddy? He said, he lived another 24 years. Everybody, as I close, if you don't have a membership in a praying church, you better exit the door and find you a church that's a praying church. You know what I'm talking about. The power of a praying church is the kind of power that the enemy has. Because when you pray and the enemy comes to the door and he hears you praying, somebody asked me, what does he do? Come on. He turns around. Go the other way. Get up, Peter. Get up, Peter. Get up out of your unbelief. Get up out of the change. Get up out of your sickness. Come on, get up. I'm going to show you to where the exit is. On the other side of the door is joy, peace, love, happiness. But the church prayed. 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 Pray. Father. Right there, Pastor. Oh, right there, right there. Oh, you're going to make me cry. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. My name. I know that your prayer answered in here. Lord, help me. Come on, church. Tell the Lord, help me. Set all over the building. I need you, Lord. Anybody need the Lord? Why don't you lift up your hands and tell God, say, Lord, I need you.
And all.
I need you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wait.